Good morning, church. Good morning. Families have holiday traditions, and why would church family be any different? This Sunday annually for our church family is what we call Singing Sunday. It's the Sunday leading to Thanksgiving, and we see a connection between singing and giving thanks because of what the Bible says about both those things. So, church, I'll just remind you of our annual tradition. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a connection biblically between singing and Thanksgiving, and so we always lead into Thanksgiving week with our Singing Sunday. This year, though, we've got an added layer of specialness. We are not only doing our Singing Sunday in an act of worship for our walk with God, we're also doing it to celebrate dun, 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 our church secretary for 26 years. And she now walks out of the service and the celebration is over, huh? Luann, this service is dedicated as a little tribute to you. Always in worship of God, but the Bible tells us to honor those who work well in their labor of the Lord. And so I'll remind you of this Bible verse. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. We want to do that this morning. In worship to God, in honoring the 26 years that Luann has served as our church secretary. And so a number of things in the service is a little tribute to Luann. We're pleased to have every pastor that ever worked with Luann providing something as a part of this service. The music has been aimed at Luann in some way, shape, or form. Do you know how hard it is to pull off a surprise to the church secretary? You know how hard that is? So we tried in little subtle ways in months since summertime leading up to plot this. And one of those is Luann never picks out a hymn sing song whenever we gather, it seems like. And so I asked Luann after one of our last hymn sings, I said, Luann, if you shouted out a song number, what would you choose? She chose these next two. Joy to the World, followed by In the Garden. Was sitting next to Luann about a month ago at a funeral service, and In the Garden was sang, and she said, I like this one, as further confirmation that we picked the right ones, okay? So Joy to the World, In the Garden, two classic hymns that Luann remembers back of growing up in the church. We're going to begin the service with these songs in mind. So stand as you're able, worship him, honor Luann this morning together. With that in mind as well. This time I want to invite the pastors who worked alongside Luann in her 26-year stint. We've got Doug Lewis here, as well as Chris Lalonde. Jane Ann Clark would have been the other pastor that worked alongside Luann in her 26 years here. For health reasons, she's unable to be here, but she's going to share some remembrances as well that she sent in advance. And Brad, if you could come forward at this time too, the least tenured for the longest tenured. We're going to go down the line for just who Luann has worked with through the years. Doug Lewis was the pastor at this church from 1996 until 2004. And so we are going to start with Doug. Doug would have been the one that hired Luann in this post 26 years ago. And so if you could just share some thoughts, what it was like working with this remarkable lady. Should we say that? Remarkable lady. So Doug, if you can share. Yep, you can head to the podium.
I have some notes. This keeps me on track and from going too long. In our Christian theology, we talk about the incarnation of Christ, which means that we believe that in Christ, God took on human form and God came and dwelt among us. God took up residence with us. In the incarnation of Christ, we're saying that God showed up, and in the living Christ, God continued to do life with us. And God just keeps showing up. When we're gathered, when we're trying to do the work of Christ, God's Spirit is flowing in and through us, and Christ is made known to others and revealed to others and experienced by others. Some years ago, this congregation started a Logos Kids Club ministry, an after-school program for children and youth. And one of the primary objectives of this ministry was to connect children and youth in our community with a church, to give them a vital church connection in their lives. And I think this congregation was able to really effectively do that. And as we were putting the leadership team for this program together, we needed somebody who was willing to work with our junior high and senior high aged youth. And Lou Ann stepped up and said, I would be glad to do that. So the program began in the fall, and early on it was clear we were connecting with some troubled youth in our community. So some kids who were just really struggling in life. Well, it seemed that some of the youth in the program, their goal every week was to see if they could shock Lou Ann. You know, they were talking about things that my hair was blonde when I started, or brown, but you know, they were saying things. They were just trying to get a reaction out of Lou Ann, trying to put her to the test, trying to see if they could push her to the edge where she would reject them. But Lou Ann, no matter what they said, she hung in there. She continued to be God's presence to them. And she stayed connected with them no matter what they said, no matter what they talked about they were doing in their lives. She might try to redirect them or get them to consider something, but she stayed connected. There were numerous times during the years Lou Ann and I worked together that I would overhear a conversation she was having with someone in the office. And in the manner in which she spoke, the words that she chose, the warmth, her care and concern that was expressed in those conversations, hope was conveyed. And I could hear in the conversation where God was present and where God was speaking in and through her. On a more personal note, years after Suzanne and I and our family moved from Bellevue, I came back into the area and was living in Norwalk, and I was undergoing chemotherapy and radiation treatments for lung cancer at the time. And it just so happened our son John was 16 and needed to take his driver's test, and Suzanne was working. I was in treatments for cancer, and we needed someone to take John for his driving test, and we went, who do we ask to do something like this? Because, you know, he had gone for the test once. It didn't go well. He was a nervous wreck. We said, who's going to be able to be with John and encourage him and comfort him? And Suzanne goes, I wonder if Lou Ann would be willing to do that. And sure enough, as if she hadn't been tortured enough teaching her own kids to drive and taking them to driver's tests, we called Lou Ann and asked her if she would do it. And true to Lou Ann form, she said, I'd be glad to. And we were so willing and felt so ministered to that she showed up. Lou Ann, congratulations on your retirement. But more than anything, thanks for incorporating your faith in your life and, like Christ, showing up, being Christ's presence to so many of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. As we said, Doug served here from 96 until 2004. From 2004 until 2010 was Jane Ann Clark. And because of health circumstance, unable to be here, but she did send some email regards that I share on her behalf for all of you today. And so this is from Jane Ann Clark. When I walked into the study for the first time, I found a flower and a welcome sign on my desk. She never did that for me, but for Jane Ann, she did that. It was such a thoughtful and a lovely thing for Lou Ann to do. Each person who came into Lou Ann's office was greeted with respect and careful listening. Lou Ann's organizational skills were evident in that wherever she left her office that day, her desk was cleared off, neat and ready for tomorrow's challenges. I could always count on Lou Ann to have every detail of the church's calendar, activities, and mission correct. One of the most helpful things Luann did for Jane Ann was she kept a designated safe place for most important documents. Jane Ann always breathed a sigh of relief when she took the forms and placed them in the file marked Jane Ann's safe place. Jane Ann also shares that Luann's very creative. She writes beautiful poems and thoughts, especially around Christmas time. Luann's able to take thoughts and ideas and turn them into reality. She remembers specifically one Christmas she had the idea for Sunday school teachers to write down a Christmas story told by young children. Two of the favorite lines of that time were this, and she says she might not be quoting correctly, but you'll understand the gist of it. In quotes, "Herod and the soldiers were very mean. They were made to eat broccoli, and having to eat broccoli just made a person mean." This was the second of those thoughts in that Christmas story. "There were gifts for the three wise men, frankincense and popcorn." Luann took their story and she made it into a lovely little book for the people to read in the Christmas season. From her thoughtfulness to her gifts of listening and organization to the beautifully creative spirit that Luann has, she played a major role in bringing blessings to this, her church home. Thank you, Luann, for who you are. You are a gift of God. Jane Ann. From 2010 to 2012 was Christine Lalonde's opportunity to work with Luann. So Christine will share her personal thoughts for working with Luann.
It's good to see all of you again, and I'm happy to be here to celebrate with you this surprise celebration of Luann's retirement after 26 years. And she served, I would guess, longer than any pastor appointed here. I'm not too sure about that, Doug, but I would guess that you have served longer than any pastor that's been here, and that is quite an achievement, Luann. But as I pondered what I would say today, the first thing that popped into my head, and you're going to shake your head, but the first thing that popped into my head was kittens. Kittens. Kittens that dominated my first week here. 3-4-week-old little bitty abandoned kittens delivered in a laundry basket between the north side church doors. They were cute little calico and orange kittens from the same mama that had produced two litters that Luann had took responsibility for when they appeared during her work hours some 6 and 3 months before I came here, okay? So there was two litters before I came here. So when this third litter showed up, Luann said that day, again, it's my first week here, she said, "Enough is enough." And in kind but uncertain terms, she let me know that since I was the new kid on the block, they were now mine by default. And I was taking them home. So yes, I spent my first week begging rescues, local rescues, and anybody else that I could think of to ask to take home these playful cuties. And after being turned down by every rescue organization in three counties, maybe four, I finally called Dr. Clark, and Dr. Clark reluctantly volunteered to feature them in his vet office in hopes of finding them homes, which even took his office 3 months to find homes for. So that was that litter. But then 3 and 6 months later, another two litters arrived. But by then, Luann had discovered a local farmer who needed farm cats, and so that's where those litters went. And soon after that, Luann figured out which of our church neighbors around here was using us as a safe sanctuary to drop off kittens. And she kind of was acquainted with that family, and so she volunteered to confront them. Now, friends, I want you to know, I never ask her what she said to them. I never ask her whatever she threatened them with. But you know what? After that, there was no more tri-monthly kitten cuties arriving on the church campus. Well, I tell you that to say this. Handling those tri-monthly kitten deliveries describes Luann's workload here. Now, I'm sure that she never quite realized when you hired her, Doug, and you, the church, hired her, that her job description resembled that laundry basket with three perpetual incoming kittens. This church campus was the laundry basket, and the three kittens were the church community, our daycare, and the resident pastoral family. And you, Luann, you rescued all of us many times over. No matter what obstacle we brought to you, whether it was requests for phone numbers or needed shut-in calls or teachers for the Sunday school, fundraiser flyers, charge conference paperwork, crying babies in the nursery, weekly bulletins, Samaritan purse collection details, Ladies Society booklets, or the teaching the sixth graders, you skillfully and quickly got the job done. And not only finessed those duties, but you mixed them with your own kind of bundle of love. And Luann, I watched you, how much you loved and cared for your husband, Carrie, your three children, and later your parents and your grandkids. And you extended that same level of loving care to each one of us, without reserve. You knew the daycare school kids' names, their parents, and their histories. You arranged food deliveries to the recently hospitalized, counseled the grieving. You found and arranged rides for senior citizens that needed to go to the doctor. So many extra duties that were way beyond that job description that you had. And the thing that I remember is that you always did it with that little smile of yours and that twinkle in your eye. And so your love of this church community was evident every single day that you were in, whether you were in the office or down at the daycare, we saw that love. And your grace made us feel welcome. Whether we were here for a day or a season or were a 60-year member, you made us all feel welcome. That never drew boundary lines between who was family and who wasn't family. And like that repeat laundry baskets of kittens that kept showing up, as God blessed this church, as God blessed this church with growth, not only numerical, awesome growth, but also growth in our local and national and international ministries. So as the church grew, you adapted all these new supportive tasks into that expanding job description that was given to you way back there. And so we who served with you in Christ's ministry here can never say thank you enough. We can never repay you for being God's gift to us when we needed you, So thank you, Luann, for your many delightful years of service, and I wish you happy trails, that they'll be yours in your new retirement adventure. And remember now, this is an important remember, if you discover any mewing laundry baskets in your new retirement adventure, run as fast as you can in the opposite direction because retirement means you are now officially relieved of all kitten rescue duties.
Christine, thank you. Just because Luann is not the secretary at the end of the year does not mean you can drop off cats here, okay? Do not do that. Pastor Brad is our newest on staff. He began this past January, and so he's had the right privilege of 11 months working alongside Luann. And so Pastor Brad's going to share some thoughts. He's also sharing through some pain. Brad had surgery on his foot this week, and so he's playing through pain this Sunday and appreciated that, but wanted to do it on behalf of Luann.
Yeah, and the longer that I get to share, the less longer you get to share since you decided to swap the orders, right? So how much time we have? Food's getting cold. They're all in crock pots, roasters. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Obviously, I've worked with Luann the shortest amount of time here, and there's a couple of things that stick out in my memory, Luann. So I'm going to talk directly to you, Luann, for a moment, and the room gets to listen in. I'm going to scoot over here so you can see me. I know that I've brought a lot of technology and a lot of change, a lot of things that make your brain just go, poof, right? But in addition to that, I recall some conversations that we've had that I want to, you know, rephrase and echo and mean from the bottom of my heart. We've heard two times over, and I'm sure we're going to hear a third from Justin about your creativity, your skillfulness, your resourcefulness. Those things are traits that are not replaceable by technology. Those are things that are given by God into us, into you as an individual that God has implanted and put inside of you that shine brightly, no matter if you feel a little bit intimidated by maybe some computer technology or not. And I want to thank you for your just care for others and your faithfulness to this church community. As mentioned, the longest standing tenure in this room is you. And that's such a great picture of God's faithfulness to his church. And it's something that in our culture is abnormal now at this point. It's not a normal thing anymore. And so you're giving us glimpses of that. And the creativity that you have, and we heard about Logos, we heard about the children's books, and we heard about the poems and so forth. I still remember the conversations early on when I started working about, oh, I enjoy writing, and you mentioned, oh, I do too, and I have all of these things, and I have these boxes, and I don't know what to do with them, and we talked through various things like that. But even though you're retiring from this work, the creativity that God has put in you is not retiring. That creativity is making things new. God is making things new. He's restoring this world, and he's done that in part through you. And so on behalf of everyone here, on behalf of me, and it's been a joy working with you the past 11 months, I just want to say thank you again for your faithfulness. Thank you for your creativity. Thank you for what you have contributed to this church community, but also to God's kingdom further. Thank you, Luann.
Well said. I think it's a testament that when we reached out summertime to all the pastors that ever worked with Luann, all of them wanted to take part in this. I think that just says the kind of experience and camaraderie with Luann that they're appreciative of with that in mind. And so just grateful for that. Won't repeat what some of them said, but I do want to point your direction to Luann for as long as I've known her. Been here 13 years. As long as I've known Luann, next to her desk, she's got this little orange insert that talks about you might be a sick secretary if. You might be a church secretary if. It was an insert given, I think, by the district secretary of the Firelands district, and she sent that along probably early on in Luann's tenure. And so I've got it on the screen. It's going to be way too small for most of you. Let me read what she has right next to her desk in her office, still present day on her bulletin board. It says this: you might be a church secretary if you've been awakened at 6:30 a.m. by someone who wants their name on a list for the senior citizens trip. You wouldn't wake Luann at 6:30. She's already awake, but she's had calls like that. If you see your copier repairman more often than some of your relatives, you might be a church secretary. Your duties include babysitting for people while they're having conferences with the pastor. True story, usually it's my own kids, but she's done that as a church secretary. You've come to work and find no one there except a corpse. You get calls from those out of state asking you to put flowers in the altar or grave sites for them. You might be a secretary if people call you and ask for an address and phone number instead of looking up in the directory. You do that. I hear those calls next door. Yet again, you wake up in the middle of the night because you think you typed an opening prayer with dear dog instead of dear God. Typos happen, huh? You frequently eat lunch, fold bulletins, talk on the phone at the same time. You might be a secretary if you're on a first-name basis with the UPS man, the mailman, exterminators, plumbers, and piano tuners. You might be a church secretary if you answer the phone and the first thing the caller asks is, are you busy? Or you might be a church secretary if you're standing in line at Walmart and a lady three lines over sends you a note and adds Mrs. Smith to the flower calendar for next Sunday. She's had examples of that and beyond that in her role as church secretary. And I could add to that list the times the role of secretary turned into the role of custodian because of exploding communion containers and items like that. There's been sentiments that Jane Ann shared about flowers left on desks and welcomes. I remember the first email I got from Luann. She was worried that she was going to have to babysit a 25-year-old preacher, and she signed her email, The Old Battle Axe. That has just become the running office joke for 13 years together. We could share serious stories of encouraging notes that Luann writes just in the nick of time. She knows office things. She knows church things. She knows when things are going on, and yet little encouraging notes that support and strengthen people through the years we've been accustomed to getting and appreciative of that. They're serious, they're sentimental, there's laughter, things that are shared in that space. But I think the highest compliment that I can give Luann in my 13 years of knowing her is that she loves God and she loves people. I don't think there can be a higher honor than what Jesus has called us to do and love God and love people. Not perfectly, but persistently, this is the practice of her life, to love God and love people. She does things, yes, because she's the secretary, but then she does other things that go above and beyond that, like small groups. She's plugged into one of those other small groups. It's probably not as good of a small group, but it's a Monday night small group. It's a Monday night small group that she plugs into. That's not in the job description. She does this because it's a habit of her heart. And it's not even small groups in this church. For many of those 13 years, she was plugged in to just a small group Bible study with some of her friends outside of the church walls because she has a hunger to desire and to grow deeper with God. She has devotional section next to a chair in her house, not because she's a secretary, but because she's a person that wants to plug in and grow in her walking relationship with God. And Brad shared about her creativity side and writing some stories. Many of those just sent her deeper into the text to learn and to grow in creative ways through some of those characters. She loves God, and she loves you all. I see it because maybe you are aware, maybe you're not. You all are prayed for by name. If you've filled out your church information and submitted it to the secretary, you are on our database, and you've all been prayed for by name regularly through the course of a year. And once we get to the last name, we restart over. What I'm going to miss most about working with Luann is Tuesday morning staff meetings, where we pray together about different church needs and you guys personally, and we crack open the book together, and we just dialogue about what's God saying through his word. Not what we're preaching that week, not what's going to be covered later on, just doing life together of loving God and loving people. She does that. And don't retire from that. That is the calling of our hearts, whether we're a secretary or not, to love God and love people, and appreciate you for doing that and doing that well the 13 years I've seen and from what others have echoed in those same sentiments. Amen? Amen. Hey.
Guys, the service isn't over yet. We can't let this go to our head, okay? So be seated. Be seated. It's Singing Sunday. We got some more songs to sing, but remember, it is right to honor those who are leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard. They give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. That's what we're doing for Luann today. Next two songs are songs that get at work and get at Thanksgiving season. They're not on Luann's favorite list there, but it's a song that highlights the work that we're to do as God's people. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee, followed by a Thanksgiving song, Count Thy Blessings. Stand as you're able. Let's sing to him. Let's honor her.